not a gift, but a reward. The following paraphrase of the Apostle Paul's words in Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14 is beautiful and striking. Do not mistake. I hold the language of hope, not of assurance. I have not yet reached the goal. I am not yet made perfect, but I press forward in the race, eager to grasp the prize, for as much as Christ also has grasped me. My brothers, let other men vaunt their assurance. Such is not my language. I do not consider that I have the prize already in my grasp. This and this only is my rule. Forgetting the landmarks already passed and straining every nerve and muscle in the onward race, I press forward ever toward the goal that I may win the prize. Lightfoot. The explanation of the uncertainty is that the out-resurrection is not a gift, but a reward for loyal service and suffering with Christ. Here is what causes the objection to the ranks in the resurrection. So many saints fail to distinguish between God's gifts in grace and his reward for a laying hold of his grace for achievement in overcoming. The first resurrection is for all believers on the merits of Christ's death and resurrection, but the out-resurrection and out-translation are a selection because of an attainment. Paul did not know the standard which God fixed in his own purpose, but he was determined to win at any cost. He pressed on to seize the prize for which privilege he had been seized. All believers of this glorious church age have been called to so run that they may be among the first to rise from their graves or be translated. Resurrection includes translation. No racer is ever sure that he has won except at the very end. If a runner has the idea that he is far ahead of his competitors, he will immediately cease his strenuous activity and thus lose the prize. The fable of the hare and the tortoise is a good illustration of the above fact. They started out together to reach a certain goal. The hare leaped far in advance of the tortoise, who was jogging along at a slow pace. Finally, after he had run ahead, the hare looked back with satisfaction at the ground he had covered, inwardly amused at the poor tortoise who was nowhere to be seen. He was sure he had won the race, so he lay down to take a rest and was soon fast asleep. After a long time, the tortoise hove in sight, slow it might be said, but sure. He passed the sleeping hare with intense concentration, but not satisfaction. He knew the race was not won yet. Hence, he hurried on and arrived at the goal before the hare awakened. He won the prize not because of speed, but persistency. He went right on, forgetting the ground already traveled, the things behind, intent only on the objective before him. He was not confident of winning until he had reached the journey's end. That expresses exactly what the apostle is teaching in our present portion. There is no place in this spiritual race for boastful satisfaction. The nearer we are to the goal, the more difficulties we will encounter, hence the more need of persistent running to win. Our vision will be clearer and our eye more single. We will more keenly realize the worth of the prize, which at the outset was only faintly discerned. Only shallow souls imagine that there is no reward for achievement in the Christian race. It was the goal and the prize set before the apostle which made him suffer, labor, and die to win. Someone says, "My merit for resurrection and translation is the blood only." Surely that is the basis, but the out-resurrection and out-translation are a reward for sacrifice and service. Another objector says, "Such teaching makes division." No, it does not. Saints who would divide from saints because of this glorious revelation are already divided from them in heart. But even if it were so, truth must not be sacrificed for unity. It need not divide believers. The apostle emphatically taught an out-resurrection in this epistle, but he guards against a separation by these words, "Let us, as many as be perfect, be thus minded." Philippians 3:15a. The mature believer is here contrasted with the babe. He is perfect in the sense of full growth, like-minded with Paul, not doubting nor denying that there is an attainment, nor foolishly scorning the fact of reward, but making the supreme effort to win at any cost. These mature saints have received a revelation beyond some others, which is marvelous and glorious. They can but declare what they have been taught by the Spirit and say, even as Luther, "So help me God, I cannot retract." But they are not boasting of having arrived at the goal, nor ruling others out of the race. Oh, no, they are glad to hear of others stepping out to run to win. In fact, they desire that all the saints get the light upon the subject. At the same time, they remember the warning of Paul, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway or disapproved. 1 Corinthians 9:27. He was teaching of the race in that chapter also, and he was guarding against self-confidence. He was not resting on past laurels, nor sleeping on the race course. So even today there are some racers pressing on, rain or shine, looking neither to the right hand nor to the left, finding no satisfaction in anything or anyone. Sometimes they are perplexed by the loneliness of the way, slightly cast down that they are so utterly unknown and unappreciated, so separated from the great majority of believers. But they are not despairing nor daunted. Oh, no, they must go on regardless of circumstances or difficulties of the way. It is the last half hour. The end is in sight. They are running to obtain, like Gideon's 300, faint, yet pursuing. They have not yet reached the goal. But in this perfection, they are not perfected in the sense of having won. That will be known in the out-resurrection and out-translation. Hope for you. There is a promise of cheer for those who are not like-minded with Paul, those who are yet babes. If in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Philippians 3:15b. That is, if you cannot see that there is any out-resurrection or even any ranks in the resurrection of the body of Christ, or if, on the other hand, you think that the reward is not worth the strenuous running, not having a name, and the loosing from all the coveted things of the world, the consecration, the dedication, or if you think you will win the prize if anyone does, or that you already have won, if you are honest in all these cogitations and really want the truth at any cost, God will reveal it unto you. No one can be correct in doctrine and disagree with Paul on any point, but the truth must be revealed. He says gently and tenderly, "Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing." Philippians 3:16. Unity, as far as we can go, is the thought. It is better to let the saints slip away if they cannot bear to hear the glorious, glad message of an overcoming life. Paul tells us to walk with him and with one another as far as we can, and if in anything we differ, God is pledged to reveal even this unto us. Observe that this apex of Christian vision and hope, this great golden vista, this overwhelming transcendent revelation of the out-resurrection and out-translation, the peak of all honor and glory will be given to all saints who ask for the truth with a single eye. Oh, it seems to us that to fail to reach and seize hold of the exalted place for which we have been seized would be an irreparable loss. We know it signifies marvelous honor to win, as we learn by the language of determination and renunciation of the Apostle Paul. The vision of the prize was so real and sure to him that it lightened every burden and lifted every sorrow. Let us ask for the revelation and then follow Paul. There is no uncertainty of the attainment in this last letter to Timothy. He wrote it on the borderland of eternity, as it were, saying, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. Now he waits for those of his rank, the dead raised and the living changed, to be caught up together and crowned with Christ. Have you got the vision sure? Let no fleshly aim allure. Keep the goal steadfast in view. Pressing on, thy way pursue. To the world say one adieu. Loiter not, the loss is great. Run along, 'tis getting late. Soon the race will have been run, and the judge will say, well done. Christ the prize will have been won. Look not to the left nor right. Speed thy going in the light. 'Tis the last lap of the race. Ample is God's matchless grace. We shall see the bridegroom's face.